Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Abdullah Al Musawi. Previously, we started talking about freedom and what does it mean to be free. Is it that you can do whatever you want? You can, hurt and harm whoever you want, and act indecent as much as you want. Why? Because you are free. Is this the kind of freedom that we're talking about? Now, maybe this is the Western idea of freedom. You can commit whatever sin you want. You can use foul language. You can commit indecencies. You can commit even sins publicly. You can even dress indecently in public. You can do indecent acts in public. It seems to be their way of freedom. However, when it comes to freedom of speech, you're clearly not free. Or maybe you're free to say everything bad, but do not go anywhere near the government or policies. That's a red line. So again, which kind of freedom are we talking about? Now, when it comes to Islam, and we talk about freedom from an Islamic perspective, Islam puts limitation to everything a person does. Why? Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants just to harm and hurt people and just limit their options? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala isn't taking into account that you as an individual, you don't live alone. In your house, do whatever you want to do. When you're free and there's no one around you, by all means, knock yourself out. But as long as you're with people, people have rights, and sometimes my freedom, or what I call free, will infringe on the rights of others. I will transgress on the right of others. Now, for example, if I want to dress indecently and speak indecent words in public, well, I might say, well, I'm free. Yeah, but what is the guilt or the crime of other people that don't want to see your hideous indecencies or your hideous words? I'm not talking about you, but, I'm making the statement here. So what is their fault? So we have to understand that when it comes to freedom, and as long as we are in society with people, because we are civilized people at the end of the day, so there are limitations of what we can do. Therefore, Islam limits your freedom within the five laws that we spoke about previously. That which is halal, haram, wajib, mustahab, makruh, mubah. Allowed, forbidden, recommended, disliked, and allowed. And therefore, we see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi insisting that people need to carry their duties themselves. In terms of the religious context, they need to do what they have to do. Otherwise, they have to answer to it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, all of my nation are exempted except those who out there publicly speaking and cursing and doing all the haram that needs to be done in public. Those ones are not exempted. So in terms of you doing your personal things, it's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is more forgiving. He might forgive you. But when you go outside and you try to think that you're free and do what you have to do, then be sure there will be consequences. Now, let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatih al Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فلان نماز وسواس داره فلان روزه نماز.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فلان درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره. دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
وقتی میخوای کشاورزی کنی یه قدر گندم بگیر رو به قبله بیست این دعا رو بخون اینم هم امام گفته دیگه.
When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned.
تو نظام اسلامی این جلد دوم جاش خالی.
We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. So we're talking about freedom. Sometimes when you live in an authoritarian state where democracy doesn't seem to be the norm and you're forced to stay silent, as a lot of people do these days, we can't talk about things, we can't talk about people, we can't talk about certain governments and certain religions. Why? Because you can't say this and you can't say that, even though when we truly need to speak out. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says, the worst of rulers is that which the innocent is afraid of him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of the day, he gave me the ability to speak and to express. And when it comes to the truth, when it comes to that which is right, we need to roar, we need to yell it out, we need to make it stand. That's our duty. So you can't suppress me when it comes to that which is right, because I'm clearly not infringing on anyone's right when it comes to human right, when it comes to my freedom. I need to speak out, you need to speak out. So what happens when we live under systems that are oppressive in their nature, that you and I cannot speak our minds. We cannot speak that which is true. And we're afraid. And a lot of people these days are afraid to speak out. If they speak out, they'll lose their jobs. If they speak out, they'll lose their career. If they speak out, they might even get imprisoned. And there are plenty of examples today when you see people in Western countries who are trying to protest against the genocide that's happening in Palestine and in Gaza, they get prosecuted. A person comes out and he says what he thinks is right in this regard, and he is right in this regard, for standing up for the oppressed and standing up for justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me and you to speak out. If you look at the Imams alayhum assalam, despite the fact they were under oppressive governments, despite some of them were under house arrest, they still spoke out when it came to the truth. They still told people what needs to be done. Now, obviously, the Imams alayhim wassalam are not me and you, so they would rephrase their words in a way where people would understand it. That doesn't sound very directive. Well, except maybe for Imam Hussein and Imam Ali alayhi salam, because the times were a bit different. So they were kind of confrontational at some points. But at times, the Imams alayhi salam, they would speak. They would tell people what to do. They tell them wrong is wrong. Maybe they don't point at people, but they expect people to understand so they don't put themselves in harm's way. We, me and you, we also need to do the same thing. So freedom, it has its limitations, but when it comes to freedom of speech, when it comes to that which is true and right, me and you, we need to speak out. We will continue this, inshallah, in other discussions. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.